I was born in the outskirts of this harbor town. Cobblestone's familiar, it's all I've ever known. But I'm leaving, I've chosen love. Mother, can you see my life has begun? Come visit me. I'm going across the sea. Come visit me. Cause I'm going across the sea. It's a country of meadows where orchards bloom. We'll buy ourselves a house with plenty of room, and I'll wave to my children as they're walking to school. All the while I'll be thinking of you. Come visit me. I'm going across the sea. Come visit. This dear harbor town with its ever-changing tides, of the one who raised me and keeps me close. Though an ocean lies between our homes, come visit me. I'm going across.
That's Guelph storytelling singer-songwriter Doris Falkins with the song Across the Sea from her self-titled debut album. And that's a song about a woman leaving home for love and a life across the sea. And that song is actually partly her mother's story as an immigrant from Hamburg, Germany, who found better opportunities in Canada. Well, Doris has just released a new song entitled All Our Roses. And that's about her mother's experience as a young child living in Hamburg during World War II. And to learn more about that song, we caught up with Doris Falkins in Guelph. How are you doing today, Doris?
Great. Thank you, Dan.
I love it the way that you bring out these songs with the wonderful stories from, you know, your family's life in them. I think that really is starting to feel like a thing from my point of view, because a new Doris Falkins song comes out and you want to learn what the story is behind it. So tell us a little bit about this new song.
Yeah, this song is one I wrote a while ago, actually, but I revisited it recently because I came to my attention that it was the 100th anniversary of the armistice this year, and so I thought it'd be a good idea to release it for Remembrance Day. And it's about my mom and about her experiences being a child during the war. She lived in Hamburg, and Hamburg was very heavily bombed during July of 1943, and she talks about it quite a bit now that she's older, and one of the memories that she has in her mind is that the roses were blooming red in her garden before the air raids happened, and then the family went into their basement bunker during that time, and when they came out of the bunker after it was all over, the roses had literally turned black from the ash that was flying around in the air from the destruction of Hamburg. And I think that this song really, I wrote to remind us that there are losses suffered by all sides during wartime, and nobody really wins a war. I don't really think this is a very political song. It doesn't take into account any of the other horrific things that happened or why these bombings happened. It's just basically the perspective of an innocent child growing up and tied down into these memories just by circumstance and the political situation of the world at that time.
It's a beautiful song, and I'm so pleased that we're going to be able to play it today. Before we get to that, though, I did want to give you a chance to talk about anything new in Doris Falken's world.
I think this is probably as new as it gets right now. I'm always writing new material and just kind of letting it happen organically, and I'm always looking for new songs and collecting more stories to write about.
Well, it's been great to talk to you today. If people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
You can go visit my website. It's www.dorisfalkens.com.
That's great. This is Doris Falkens with a new song, All Our Roses, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. And thanks again for spending the time with us today.
Thanks, Jan.
Summer was green, the city was bright, but rumors of war blew in the wind. We hid in our homes as deep darkness spread, and all our roses bloomed red. All our roses bloomed red. The planes arrived, swarming like bees. 3 nights of rain on the green. The petals of red were dusted with ash, and all our roses turned black. All our could you send us one drop of mercy? Down with the chaff in the wind. The peace that we seek is out of our grasp, and all our